Today, North Carolina's State Historical Commission met and decided that three Confederate statues on the Capitol grounds will remain in place. That meeting was scheduled before a fourth statue was pulled down Monday night at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Here's a clip of that moment. And they did tear it down. That statue of a Confederate soldier known as Silent Sam had stood on the campus since 1913. WUNC producer Will Michaels is here. And Will, to the commission's decision first, Governor Roy Cooper, Democrat, asked the commission to move the statues and also asked for the repeal of the 2015 law that protects statues, monuments, from being moved. Didn't that law prevent the commission from doing what he asked?
Well, that's a really good question. That seems to be one of the unanswered questions in everything that's been happening this week. The commission, in adopting this recommendation today, said that they actually don't think they have the authority to remove these statues, which is why they said they should stay in place. So it still is a very open question based on this 2015 law that it says it is up to the State Historical Commission to review these requests, but it's not entirely clear that, according to the commission itself, that it can do that.
Yeah. What else did they say, though, that they would do?
So they did give some caveats. They said that these statues should be recontextualized, and that should happen in the form of either plaques that should go up next to these Confederate monuments, or it should happen with more monuments dedicated to people of color being put up next to them. And they're saying that one commissioner said that this was, just to give you a visual, a chessboard of monuments at Union Square on the state capitol grounds in Raleigh, but that it was a chessboard stuck in time and that it needed to be updated in some way. And another commissioner said the overrepresentation of Confederate monuments in this space was not defensible.
Well, meanwhile, back to the Silent Sam takedown. UNC police said it had cost $1,700 a day to protect that statue. And obviously, it was still pulled down, people with ropes. But the racism behind that statue is breathtaking. A supporter of the Ku Klux Klan spoke at its unveiling in 1913 and told of how he horsewhipped a Negro wench, these are the words he used, till her skirts hung in shreds because of the way she'd spoken to a Southern lady. He said the statue stood for soldiers who'd kept the South Anglo-Saxon. I mean, the racism behind that moment is just breathtaking. What's going to happen to the people who took such offense at that they pulled it down?
Right. So the that man is named Julian Carr. He was an industrialist, a local industrialist here, and a member of the United Confederate Veterans at the time. So it was not out of the ordinary that he would speak at such an event. But yes, the university administrators and leaders in the legislature have called for the State Bureau of Investigation, so state police here in North Carolina, to look into this matter. They're saying that they are going to pursue every avenue to hold people accountable for damaging state property. They haven't really spoken to the stated reasons that these protesters brought down the statue. Again, they often point to, as you said, racism, slavery, and white supremacy as the reason that they took these down. They haven't spoken to that, the legislature, but they've said that they will pursue charges.
Okay, so we'll continue to follow all of this with producer Will Michaels of WUNC there in North Carolina. Thank you so much.
Sure thing.